Right on. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And a happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
How is everybody?
Good.
You know, we have to work a whole week.
Oh my gosh, we're staring down the barrel of a full 5 days.
Week. What the crap is that all about?
All day yesterday in morning.
You what?
You did?
I did.
Getting ready for Monday?
It's like, we got to go back to work.
I know. It is. You end up, but I'm sure a lot of people feel in the same way, but we plow through it. And you know, the nice thing about it is that it's not January right now.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. We've got something else to look forward to.
Yes. We actually, even though Thanksgiving is behind us and like literally gone to our behind.
Was it just me? I mean, I have done, I ate, okay.
Yeah.
I ate an entire pumpkin pie by myself.
Get out of here.
In 2 days.
Well, no, you know, at least you pieced it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know? I split it up half this day and half that day.
I bet it's better for your body at least that way. I mean, if you're going to look at anything, at least you didn't eat a whole pie all at once. And then it's like calorie overload,
just about,
you know?
Though.
But it was a eating season. Hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving. And for those of you who had that 4 days off, we're back at it again here. Cyber Monday today. So Black Friday. We'll get to some Black Friday stories here in just a little bit and ask some Cyber Monday questions.
Is this story time with Dave?
Well, not necessarily. No, not really.
You didn't go
I just
out?
I think we.
Did you go out on Friday?
Did I go out on Friday? Yes, I did, actually. Yeah, except I didn't go out until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, it was not one of those early get up and I still scored some pretty good deals.
Sweet.
You know? But anyway.
Can't wait to hear what you got.
So, but it is known as Cyber Monday. Of course, this thing has come around ever since the cyber's been around.
Right.
And it's not exactly Christmas, but it is for the hackers who now have your credit card information. So now be careful in your shopping online. Of course, you say that all the time. But all you can do is just hope for the best that you're using all of the security measures and cautions and everything else when it comes to shopping online. And the digital sign on for you, Dot, goes along with that as well. Don't shop online and drive. It equals being on the naughty list. Which is true. And not only that, it can create problems for other people. So not only your selfishness, is involved, but you're involving others as well. So be careful. Sunny, 46 today, mostly sunny and 41 tomorrow, and then Wednesday, sunny and 38. So we have a little bit of a gradual decline in temperatures. But did you see the full moon?
I did. It's the full beaver moon.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
It didn't look like a beaver to me. But,
it's the full beaver moon.
The beaver moon. I don't know if I've ever heard of the beaver moon.
Yeah.
It's the full beaver moon.
It's below your waist.
It's also known as the full frost moon due to the cold temperatures. Native Americans called it the beaver moon because they associated it with when the beavers finished building their lodges made of branches and mud to get ready for winter.
Well, I'll be damned.
So cool. it's the full beaver moon.
Took me a minute there.
Anyway, that's where we're at today. So welcome aboard.
Right now it's 25 in clear downtown. Sure do look pretty. Is that a new hat?
Statler. It is. It is
Snazzy
actually.
Snazzy little RVCA hat.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Ross.
Oh, your good old Ross.
Yeah. Like a good old $28 hat for $12 or something like that. Anyway, it was a... But I've always been confused about that brand, too. It's kind of cool because I like the logo and I, you know. But they also abbreviated as Roofka, right?
I don't know. Is that what they call it? I'm not Roofka. Hip to that.
Well, you got to catch up to my hipness.
Right? I am not hip to that.
Roofka. It's called Roofka.
Roofka, it says.
So.
Roofka.
Roofka.
Symbolizes the balance of opposites and how they coexist. So, perfect for our show.
Yeah, right? I What part of the balance scale am I on?
I don't know.
I don't know what, what I bring to this show. Look, holiday shopping season in full swing. Day after Thanksgiving, of course, was Black Friday. Today's Cyber Monday. Tomorrow is how the heck am I supposed to pay for all this crap Tuesday?
Right.
And for the fortunate few people that think today is Fiber Monday, tomorrow will be Intestinal Tuesday.
Okay.
Because some people, you know, they mishear it. They thought
it's fiber.
Yeah. So I thought you said it was Fiber Monday. No, Cyber Monday. Fiber Monday. So I took an extra Metamucil.
I took an extra swig of.
That's right.
What's that powder?
Metamucil, isn't it? Or Fiber One or Fiber Con or all kinds of. I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Wayne Vallejo says we bought a 65 inch Sony Bravia from RC Willie for $629 plus tax.
Good deal. That is a good deal. Black Friday stories.
Glad I'm not the only one whose slice of pie is half the pie. Melanie Bernard, thank you very much. That makes me feel better.
How much whipped cream did you have with it?
I got it from Village Inn, and so I ordered the one with the whipped cream already on it.
Yeah.
So an inch, probably, all the way around.
Was it enough?
Yeah, it was perfect. It was so good. And I've got another one. I've still got one in the fridge.
Do you really?
So I'm starting on that one today.
The whipped cream is going to be all weird now, by now. I like the when you put on your own whipped cream, because I have to have like 2-to-1 whipped cream to pie.
None of the pie showing?
Yeah. It just...
Yeah, I agree. It's delicious.
And, you know, my justification, you buy the light Cool Whip or whatever brand, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I can have twice as much. And then I'll be just right back to where I started from. the other thing, you probably ate a ton, of course, over the weekend, like I think most of us did. Did you remember to hide the scale?
No, but I just go by my way my clothes fit. And this morning I was trying to button my jeans and I was like, oh,
poing.
I had to go really suck it in to try and get them to button.
So at any given moment, that top button could fling off and poke me in the eye.
Yeah, you better keep your sunglasses on. Because it totally could.
Well, you didn't. I thought you were going to wear your feast wear.
I should have.
Yeah.
I wore my sweats all day yesterday.
Well, hide the scale till next spring, if you can. I got on the scale at the gym, and some guy across the locker room there, he goes, what are you doing that for? I go, well, I kind of want to know where I'm at.
And?
He goes, it's not good for you. Get off the scale.
Oh, good for him.
He was encouraging me to get off the scale. Thanksgiving dinner is the official kickoff to men getting in shape to play Santa Claus.
Okay.
So that's why.
You know what my family does? Have you heard of this night? Garth Brooks was talking about it. They do it too. He and Trisha, Ms. Yearwood. They take all the leftovers, the potatoes, the stuffing, the, not the yams, the turkey, the gravy, and they put it in a casserole dish all together.
They mix it up?
Yeah. And we do
that.
Or
do they layer it? Do they mix it up or do they layer it?
Well, they don't stir it and mix it up, but they'll dump, kind of layer it, the stuffing in, and then the potatoes in, and then the gravy, and then the turkey.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
More gravy, and then you just heat that up. Mm.
That's not a bad idea at all.
So good.
Well, it is. I hope it was an enjoyable thing for everybody. The sweet potato pie was probably second favorite, and then we did the Traeger turkey and ham, and
that was delicious.
It was delicious too. But
I woke up with a sore throat.
On Thanksgiving morning.
So I didn't go anywhere because I thought, I don't know, because I looked it up. I know, I looked it up and it's one of the symptoms. I got a test and I'm negative.
Yeah.
But I was worried about it. So I didn't go anywhere.
Good for you. We ended up, my wife ended up doing the same thing. It was weird.
She had a sore throat
on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah.
And of course, if you click diabetes as one of the things, and then a sore throat. They're like,
get in there.
Get over that.
Yep.
So we.
Now I had to wait till Saturday for my test.
Yeah, it was.
Because you have to make an appointment
a fast
now.
Thing. And the rapid thing, the 15 minute thing, I think that's $75 if you want to do that.
Oh, I didn't even ask about that. I did the spit test and it took 24 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
So.
Now, are you just saying that you're negative just so you can be here?
No, I'll show
today?
You want to see it?
No,
my
I
note
don't.
From the doctor.
You get a little card.
I got a.
You get a negative card.
I got an email and I signed into my health panel, University of Utah.
Right,
and it said COVID-19 not detected.
Oh, good. Well, because so, I have
did you
it.
Take the antibody test too?
No, I'm kidding. I don't have it.
I didn't take it. No, they didn't ask me any of that. I didn't, and I didn't know to ask for that.
I went well, in and to get tested. And
do you have the antibodies?
Nope. Don't have antibodies, don't have COVID.
But that requires knock drawing blood, doesn't it? The antibodies.
Yeah, it's a little prick.
Oh, they can do it with a prick?
Yeah, they do it with a little prick. Get your blood.
That's my nickname, by the way.
Yeah.
Prick.
Oh, jeez.
So, we are congratulating Kathy Barrett of Pleasant View, winning the Bullfrog Spa winner. Ho, ho, ho to you.
Thanks to everybody that played. We will do the match game again, probably sometime in 2021. Right. We do it a couple of times a year, but we love the match game. And thanks to all of our sponsors, one of them which was Bullfrog Spas.
Yes. And, of course, thanks to all of the people who provided prizes for the old match game. It was just another great success this year, and we appreciate everybody being involved in that. Well, as we move into another full week, we have you realize that it's only 3 weeks from Friday, and it's Christmas.
Oh, that is crazy.
So we've got a short little window. And may I give kudos to the program director of this radio station.
I got a text
whoever
from you.
She may be.
Dave was at his remote, and he goes, I got a text that says, holy crap. I'm at my remote here at Strong BW, and I've heard 4 Christmas songs while I've been here.
I know!
You're welcome.
It's freaking amazing, Mary, I'm thinking.
We just need a little more extra cheer this year, don't you think?
Who took over the program director's cold, dark heart?
I know, right? 10 sizes too small.
Yes.
She's the Grinch no more.
Right?
I know. Amazing. And it is. It's been really, really nice. And yes, I agree. Totally agree. We all need a little bit more this year, more than anything. So,
absolutely.
Be right back. Gotta love Christmas. Florida Georgia Line doing a little Lit This Year. It's their new Christmas song that this year that they put out. And that is just one of many Christmas songs that you're going to hear on this amazing radio station because we play a lot of Christmas music.
You're all about the radio station now.
Yeah, I am. this is the best part. My gosh, think about all of the great country Christmas. That's another thing I told you, too, when yeah. I said there's just a lot.
Here, I'll read you Dave's text.
Oh,
that
my
I got
gosh.
From him.
It was. I had a little bit of a tingle over the weekend.
He says, oh my hell, you're the best. I've heard 4 Christmas songs this hour during my remote at Strong BW.
Yeah.
Then I said, ho, ho, ho. And he said, you know I love Christmas music, but country Christmas songs are the best.
Yeah.
With a picture of Santa tree, ho, ho, ho.
And am I right or am I right?
No, you're right. You're totally
it's
right.
So great.
Yeah.
So many gift and I've been listening to Darius Rucker's Christmas album.
Candy Cane Christmas.
Candy Cane Christmas is on there. He does such
That's
a...
That's just because you have Candy Cane Christmas lights.
I do.
Now, you posted over the weekend on your socials, a buck deer got yeah. into somebody's Candy Cane Christmas lights
yeah.
in your neighborhood.
Yeah, they must have...
There's a buck with ripped up Christmas lights wrapped around his rack.
Yep. And just hanging down. It's too bad you can't wrap Christmas lights around your rack. They would just slip right off.
I can, but they just fall to the floor.
but it was so cool. I like, is this for real? Because at first,
oh, it was such a good post.
Oh my gosh!
I watched it like 4 times.
Oh, and I went downstairs and got some different angles too. This poor buck was wandering around. And then it would come back up to the yard a little bit, and then it'd go back down into the hills and come back up to the yard. And I thought, so I went downstairs and I got all posted in my tree stand in the living room.
In the living room.
Downstairs. And so I was eye level to it, and then I got some other video of it and stuff. But I thought, oh my gosh, if it excuse me, if it comes this way, and like which they normally do, they'll come this little route, and it would have been within 2 feet of the window. And I, if I was just being real still, I would have been able to get, you know.
We all live on the Upper East Side.
No, get out of here.
And have deer in our yard.
No, but it was.
I have a mama in mine, though.
Yeah.
And this year's baby.
Still?
That live in the back. I haven't seen her for a bit.
Yeah.
I hope she's still around.
May have bailed.
I know.
Anyway, but so it was just, you know.
Is it on Dave and Deb Facebook page and your Twitter?
No, I was going to use it for one of my posts for the thing. I guess I could. I could post it on all of the other stuff. I did the Twitter and the Instagram, the Dave at Dave Z104 and Dave Z104, whatever those things are. At Dave and Z104 and at Z104 Dave. you know, but so it and they, you know, it's probably, I mean, I'm sure it'll get caught up in something or other and pull part of it off. But man, it's intertwined around
those
antlers.
It's wrapped on there
pretty good. And you can tell that it's going to be there probably till it sheds.
Looks festive AF. Yeah. Looks really good.
I know. You don't know how bad I wanted to put festive AF on the post. But I thought I'd just put WTB
right
instead.
What the buck?
Yeah, what the buck. But it is. It was very cool. A few people commenting that they felt sad for it. They felt bad for the buck.
He's
getting a lot of attention from this. You know, and one of the times that I was sitting there doing some film lower in the house, he stopped and he froze and he's just looking across the gully a little bit, like intently looking across the gully, not moving a thing. And I thought, what the crap, man? And I looked over, and across the gully was a big old four-point, bigger than this one, a big old four-point walking across the gully. And I thought, can you only imagine what's going through this deer with the antler, the lights around its antlers? He's probably going, oh, brother, don't look over here. I'm going to be, he goes, I know I'm an idiot.
He was embarrassed?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure he's embarrassed. He was probably like, oh, brother.
See, and my thought was, maybe you have a bigger rack, but mine's decorated.
Right.
I thought he'd score.
And that's kind of what my wife was thinking. Yeah. She was thinking the positive side of things, like, hey, look over here. I have lights and you don't.
I'm ready for Christmas.
But then the other side of me thought, he's probably looking at him going,
as a man, thought, I don't want my rack decorated.
Just like, don't look over here. I know I was an idiot. I was trying to get an extra berry around the bush with the lights on them. And this is what happened. I know you guys have heard me sing this song before during the summer, but hazy sunshine, hazy sunshine.
I'm glad we got to hear it again, though.
I'm sure you are.
I really missed that.
You did.
I really missed it.
We're back. Hey, have I said Merry Christmas yet to anybody?
Hey, I my redneck lights, you know how I said I was just going to plug them in?
Yeah.
So I did.
And?
Quite a few missing, so it looks like some bad teeth at night.
And you got Billy Bob lights. You got Billy Bob.
The ones on the garage in that September wind. Completely pulled apart.
they're just blown apart?
Right straight down from the top of the eave is the broken part hanging straight down. So from the left, everything lights. From the right, nothing lights.
Now, are you going to leave it that way?
Totally am.
That's awesome. You should take a picture of it.
I'm not fixing it. And then out front, it doesn't look too bad, but about every 10 lights, there's one that's out. And then the top of the eave by the bedroom, there's like one light work, three light out, one light work, three light out. It's really weak.
Now, is it white or multicolored?
They're all white.
They're all white.
And it's just really...
That's Billy Bob for you.
It is total Billy Bob teeth on the lights.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm not fixing them.
That's awesome.
So
you really should take a picture of that.
It was so easy. It's the easiest Christmas lights I've ever done. I went out and plugged in the timers. That's all I did.
That's nice. I like that, but why, right?
Right. Yeah. Moving,
Do they know that they only have 11 days left before you have to close?
Before I have to close on my loan?
Or you have to move. Now, you've already closed.
I've already closed.
Because you paid cash for it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. They're painting today, though.
Yeah. You can tease me as much as you want about where I live, but somebody who just paid cash for their house.
I didn't.
You're up, already closed. In fact, I just pay the contractors as they come along.
No, that doesn't mean I paid cash just because right I already. It was a one-time construction loan close. That doesn't mean I paid cash for it.
No mortgage, nothing. In fact, I don't even need this job.
Oh, whatever.
She's just here doing this thing just as a hobby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love to get up at 3:30. Well, love it.
You do.
You know I'm a morning person, right? Yeah.
And, but you love getting up at 4:30. That's not bad.
Well, either way, it sucks. Yeah, now, there's that iffy between 3:30 sure. and 4 where I'm like, 9
and
more
4
minutes.
And 4:30.
Nine more minutes.
And 4:30 and 5. Yeah, and then if it's a pillow crease morning then on your cheeks. Then
yeah, I got up at 5 and just came in.
Right. Hey, it was time for our pledge. We do it at this time every morning, give or take a few minutes. So give us a call here. Our Z line available for you at 801-570-5767. We'd love to hear from you and your extra poundage that you put on. I put on 2 pounds.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I'm sure I put on.
I was.
I bet I put on 5 because I ate nothing but Thanksgiving casserole, which they were good enough to make me a casserole, even though I didn't attend. My family.
Oh, okay.
And I went and picked it up.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
I drove to Highland to pick up my casserole.
Did you really?
I did. That's how good it is.
Wow.
So they made me one, and I picked it up. So I've been eating that. And my
now, what kind of casserole was it?
It's the Thanksgiving casserole, the layers of.
Oh, okay. I got you. I got you.
Stuff. And
so
then,
it was after. It was post Thanksgiving casserole.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I've been eating that since Saturday.
Well, that's what it's for.
It's delicious.
Morning, the Z. What's your name?
Oh, it's Jessup Magna.
Hey, how are you?
Just out here living the dream still.
Right on.
The old Carbon County.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Good. Lots of time off.
Heck good. Yeah. 4 days or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Got a lot of Bud Heavies in me. It was real good.
Bud Heavies. All right. Well,
you don't mess with the light stuff?
No.
You're a skinny feller, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
So you can have as much beer calorie as you want.
I'm going to guess you're 165 soaking wet.
175 soaking wet, tall glass of water, uh-huh.
How tall are you?
Tall glass of water.
6'3", 175.
All right.
That's the same as me.
That is tall and skinny. That is tall and skinny.
That's right.
Well, good for you, man. And you don't even have to worry about it. You just eat as much as you want. You have probably one of those metabolisms that you're like, I got
a tapeworm in me somewhere.
Good.
Oh, I love that.
That's what I need to get. So thanks so much for joining us, even though I know you're originally, you're really from Magna, but you're over in the Carbon County area.
Yep.
Which means you're listening to us on over there on 106.3. I'm going by memory. Is that right?
That's right.
FM. Hey,
yeah, it took me a month to figure that out. I just was listening on the app. But
oh, there you go.
Yeah, one of the cool things, we don't talk about this as much as we probably should, but one of the cool things about KSOP, Z104, is we have like 10 translators across the state in all of these different areas, which I think is the coolest thing ever. I mean, we cover areas that people don't even know exist, you know, and it's really...
92.7 in Park City, 96.7 in Randolph-Woodruff,
yep,
106.3 FM in Price,
89.9 in... Garfield County, 98.9, which is also down there, of course, in the Richfield area, and you can pick us up that way, and it makes other radio stations down in that area really mad that we come into their station, into their market, which is fine with us, and I'm very pleased about that. And by the way, while you're driving around over there in Carbon County, say hey to Dave for us. So let's go ahead with our pledge. Thank you for calling in and helping us out, Justin.
You bet. You ready for me?
You betcha.
We're ready. Go ahead.
All right, Ken. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You got it.
Tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Lee Greenwood, God bless the USA. And Justin, right before that, giving us our pledge. Thank you so much for calling in, helping us out. And happy gosh dang Monday to you. Cyber Monday.
Today, the first day after Thanksgiving weekend, is now known as Cyber Monday.
Now shop, friends, shop!
Of course, followed by Identity Theft Tuesday.
Now, are any of you going to be doing some Cyber Monday stuff?
I cybered over the weekend enough. I don't think I need to do any today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Got your Christmas shopping all done?
No, I don't have any Christmas shopping done.
It's all for you.
I shopped my head off, but right. No Christmas shopping.
Right. It was stuff for the house that I needed, and some hardware and some stuff. When you said 3 weeks from Friday, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I don't have anything done.
What did you get for the house?
Some hardware, some alarm system stuff. Some doorbell, some...
What alarm system did you go with?
Ring.
Sweet.
Yeah, I like it. Because I know how to install it, because I've already done it. So I'm like, I went with that one.
I know people are, don't really care about what I say.
Yeah.
But can I say it anyway?
Yeah, do it. They care, Dave. We all care.
I got me another camera.
Oh my gosh, Dave.
Hopefully no more spying.
Why?
Okay.
For where?
So let me tell you what happened. Yeah, but you want a little story moment?
I love story time with Dave.
I backed out of the driveway the other day, and I looked over to our front window
what
of the house.
What did I see?
And what did I see? A beat up, torn up window screen sitting in the tree in front of me.
What?
I'm trying to rhyme it.
I know, don't. Just
but then
tell
that's
your story.
About as much as I can go. So I go, what the? So I go over there, and I pick up this mangled the screen off the window.
Off your window?
Off the front window, yes.
So somebody right there tried on to the get thing. In your house?
Yeah, big old hole through the screen.
Ooh, that's scary.
Okay, so...
Not in your easygoing, roll up the sidewalks at 6 o'clock neighborhood.
Yeah. Now, my alarm went off when we had family over during Thanksgiving. It might have been like Friday or something-ish.
Okay.
And it went off at like 8 o'clock at night, and I had it disarmed, and it went off. And it was the weirdest gosh dang thing, and I'm like, what?
Were you home?
So I had, yeah, the siren went off, everything. I went and turned it off and everything. So I could still, to this day, cannot figure out why it went off. And maybe it just had a weird glitch or something. I don't know. But so the next day, I'm out, and I see this mangled screen with a hole through the screen, and it's all broken up on the frames and sitting there on the ground in front of the window where it was. And so I picked it up, and of course, was trying to figure it out.
Did you fingerprint it?
And I'll bet you anything, now that I saw that deer with the lights on it, I thought, I'll bet you anything, it's a deer stuck its antler through the screen, was probably nibbling on the bush on the corner of the house there.
Oh, I bet that's
probably
what happened.
Got it caught in there, because it's probably the same old...
One guy's wearing Christmas lights, and one guy's wearing a window screen.
Right. Right. So we've got two buck out there that have got some pretty fancy decorations
like,
on them somewhere.
Why did all these people move into our territory?
I know. And that's the only thing that I could figure out. However, I did discover that was one part of the house that I couldn't see. So I jumped on when it was Black Friday shopping on Amazon, got a killer deal on another Ring camera, got it installed over the weekend. It came actually a day early, and so I got it installed over the weekend. Anyway, and so, I ended up, that's how the story went as far as Ring goes, but I ended up installing one more camera. Yes, as if I needed one more.
Now, do you have any Christmas shopping done?
Yeah, well, a little bit.
You do?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, you're ahead of me.
Maybe a little bit. But we still have we still have a list. We got to get rolling on it. Because I'm one of those people that every year I say, oh, I'm going to get it done early so I can enjoy the holidays.
I always say I should really start in like August or September and just do like a gift a week. And then I'd be done. And I'm like, nope.
But you never feel it.
Yeah.
And you don't feel...
Like, what if they get this between now and then? Or what if they don't even like this by 3 months?
Right, or they outgrow it or something, you know. Yeah, you know, because we ate a lot of food over the weekend. And so we may have outgrown the clothes that we bought in August.
Used to be
Christmas.
A 14, now I'm going to need a 16.
Now I got to go to Lane Bryant to pick me up a 20. But, you know, it is Cyber Monday. And so a lot of people... Maybe just staying home, Lee. So is anybody on the road?
Not a whole lot.
All right.
Yeah, it's
we've got. It felt so warm yesterday. I don't know why it just probably warmer than I. Anyway, it was just weird. It was like I was outside doing stuff, and
I was too. I had shorts on.
Yeah, and it was
crazy.
I'm like
flip flops.
I had to shed my vest, you know, because I thought this is really quite pleasant, but. Anyway, that's how we're looking, and then we're right back up to 43 on Saturday and 45 on Sunday by the time we head into next weekend.
Right now, 25 in clear downtown.
Garth and Trisha doing their version of Shallow. Been out now about a month. It was fun to talk to them, chat with them a little bit, find out how that all came about. They started singing it, and they said, hey, you know what? We sound pretty good together. Why don't we go in Studio G and let's record this sucker? And so they did, and there it is. Straight up 7 o'clock, stay at home because you are well day. Stay at home because you are well day. So in other words, it's just a day to play hooky.
Right, absolutely.
That's what
calling
that means.
Calling in well today.
Yep. Not calling in sick, I'm just calling in well. And I can't believe you didn't get the nasal. Do they even do the nasal swab for the Rona?
I don't know. I had the spit test.
Yeah.
And she goes, now, if you spit below the line, it's gonna skew the results. And if you spit above the line, so I was all nervous about my spit. If you spit above the line, it has to be right on the line.
Did you chew your cheeks?
I just was like... And then I'd spit, like, and it'd be bubbly, and I'd be like, is this okay? And she's like, nah, I don't know. And she took she was really nice, took the tube and tapped on the counter, and then she's like, I need a little bit more. So we did that like 3 times, and then finally got it.
I would have just peed in the tube. And then I just would have said, oh, sorry, I misunderstood.
I thought it was a urine test.
Oh, my God.
Well, so it's like the DNA. It's like the 23andMe thing that we did.
It's exactly like that.
So you spit in it
they
and
put
do
this
the thing.
Big old trough on the top so you can... You have a big
and it
spit.
Funnels down, and a big funnels, old trough.
I don't know if I'd call it a trough.
What, do you strap it to your whole mouth? It's like headgear?
It's pretty big. It was like this pretty big old trough with a screw on the top. And so you can.
I discovered if you chew your cheeks, you can just do it all in one.
Oh, really?
Am I the only one that hasn't been tested around here?
I thought you had been tested one time.
Remember, I tried.
Oh, yeah. When we thought you were exposed by Rudy Gobert.
Yeah. No, I tried, man. It was like, you know, unless you're experiencing, back then when it first hit, I tried it. And they said, no, unless you're experiencing symptoms or you're a superstar. And
well,
I wasn't either one.
You can do it even if you don't have symptoms.
Yeah, and I don't know how they asked me all my insurance stuff. I don't know how that works. I guess I'll just see. But
well, it's supposed to be free.
That's what I thought, but they asked me for my insurance card. So
what the freak?
I don't know. Maybe your insurance covers
did
it.
Did you pull up in the Jeep?
Covers it.
You should have pulled.
Pay for it
if you pulled up in the Jeep, it should have been like, "Oh, Deb, she's free."
Didn't get me any Rona test papers.
In fact, you probably would have got the 15-minute test, the rapid test.
No, but if I'd known I could have done that for $75, I probably would have done it.
Really?
Yeah. So I didn't have to wait a day to go. Yeah. Oh, should I go out? Should I shop? Should I?
Yep. All right. Mostly sunny all the way through the week, and today's high, 46 degrees, which will feel quite similar to yesterday, actually, I think.
I mowed my lawn over the weekend, again.
Okay, again, why?
Because it looked like crap.
Yeah, but so do your lights. So do your Christmas lights, but you don't seem to be fixing those.
It's easier to sit around on a riding mower and just mow your lawn than it is to get up on a 25-foot ladder and fix your...
I think you do it for therapy.
I kind of do.
Honestly.
I kind of do because I love how it looks after, and I like just riding around.
Because it certainly can't be growing at this point. There's no...
It was long. I mean, I haven't mowed it. Remember, I broke my arm, so I didn't really...
Really?
I
didn't know that.
I didn't really get some lawn mowing in that I would have gotten in October.
Yeah.
So it was kind of...
Okay, I get it.
It was kind of long, and it looked terrible, and there were some leaves here, and so I'm like, I'm just going to mow it.
This came out so funny. Remember I broke my arm? Like you make it sound like it was 4-5 years
ago. Well, it feels
Remember
like
I broke
it.
My ear?
It
my
feels,
arm? Yeah.
It feels Remember? Like it.
Because I just barely took the sling off last week. But yeah, remember? Yeah.
Remember when I broke my arm?
I don't. I freaking don't have Rona. It's not like... Yeah. Remember way back when I broke my arm?
It feels like a year ago that I broke my arm. It really does. So anyway, I didn't get my final mows in, but I got one final mow in over the weekend.
Well, good for you.
Right now, it is 25 and clear downtown.
It's the Monday after Thanksgiving. If you haven't started your holiday shopping yet,
what are you waiting for?
You're almost out of time.
It's happening today?
What's happening today?
Cyber Monday.
I love shopping from the convenience of my own home.
From the comfort of your own home.
It's like it's Black Friday.
Black Friday.
On Monday.
And it's online.
So let's do this thing.
Let's do this!
Buckle up. It's showtime.
Remember when we used to play Christmas music on this radio station?
We are going to play some more.
One. Not that I'm keeping track or anything, but one.
Well.
One song out of what have we played here? Three or four this morning, something like that?
Or we can play a song. It's up to you, David.
Well, let's
you
just
call
talk
it.
Then.
Okay.
Let's talk about Christmas.
Okay.
And then I'll play Christmas instrumental music beds behind
All right.
it.
All right. Excellent.
All right, in case you didn't remember, that's Morgan Wallen and the new song that he has that went number one, More Than My Hometown.
Like, clear last week.
Clear last
week. And then
week.
This past week, Hardy, his label mate, got a number one with One Beer.
Nice.
So that label is doing, they've had, last couple of weeks, they've had like, they're a little teeny label. And they've had 5 songs in the top 5.
Oh, they're killing
so
it.
So they're killing it. They're doing great.
Rona has been good.
Rona has been good to the... It's Big Loud is the name of the record company.
So, remember when we used to drink hot chocolate?
Yeah.
It's good for you. They say, according to a new study at a University of Birmingham in England, drinking hot chocolate can make you smarter.
Researchers say it's because some molecules in cocoa called flavanols. They make your... Obviously, I haven't had any.
How do you say that?
Flavanols. They make your brain work faster and more efficiently. There's only one downside.
Your brain is already functioning really well, we think. The flavonoids won't help you out. And since you're a genius anyway, that means you. But now for the rest of us, bring on the hot chocolate. If
molecules
you ever listen
to, in cocoa.
If you ever listen to this show, you'll know they need more flavonoids.
We need a running drink of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
The whole show. Have you seen those things that are kind of out this year that are kind of hot? They're the hot cocoa bombs. I think you heat up milk and you drop these. They look like bath bombs.
Oh, yeah, they're so cool.
But they're chocolate and then they have marshmallows inside. So when you drop it in the hot milk, it melts and makes your hot chocolate drink.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. People are selling them.
And then it bubbles up.
Neighbor gifts.
How does it stay together? Like, what dissolves? What's the outer skin?
The chocolate.
It's chocolate. It's like a hot, it's like a...
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a hollow Easter egg.
But
it's like a ornament or a ball shape.
And then it just melts.
And it just melts when it hits the hot milk and the marshmallows emerge and your drink is ready.
Oh, that's fun. That would be like... It also would be cool to watch.
Yeah. It's
because the outer shell melts and then all of those little marshmallow eggs.
You get your flavanols.
It only does one little thing of chocolate.
You what?
It only does one hot chocolate.
Like one serving.
So one ball per drink.
It's a little hard to give it to a family.
Yeah, well.
But she had multiple balls.
When you're lonely as hell as Deb, you only need one. You just... Let's take a look at our morning commute.
Well, not too much of a change, guys. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
There you go.
Now, I just got a text from Nicole Ward. She says, quick heads up, there's an accident northbound Bangor right before 215.
Well, that...
It is actually in the southbound turning lane onto 2100 South.
Okay.
So...
Sounds to me like you're not doing your job.
So northbound Bangor at 215?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Dave. Suck it, dude. Merry Christmas.
Got one job and I missed the camera. I missed that one.
Well, it's not on you, not sight.
Yeah, whatever. We always appreciate the eyeballs out there.
Yes,
I better
we do.
Pick a billion cameras.
And we're looking at mostly sunny and 46 today.
It is 25 in clear downtown.
All right, we're back, and guess who is hosting CMA Country Christmas tonight? It is Thomas Rhett and his wife, Lauren, and they're hosting it. It's going to be so much fun, and they're such a great couple. Yeah, they just are so cute together. They're kind of like middle school sweethearts, aren't they? Elementary school sweethearts. And we had a chance to grab this from them. And, you know, they're sort of their perspective on who does the best for Christmas.
Who's better at Christmas? It would definitely be Lauren. 100%.
You're good at it.
I'm okay.
You're good. He's good. I just
don't go at it the day after Halloween.
I don't either. I do live for this holiday. I do.
Goes after the day after Halloween? Come on.
Well, I always have
what kind
good
of
intentions.
An idiot?
But here we are, 3 weeks out, nothing. But I did get some stuff for myself over the weekend.
Yeah.
Performers tonight on CMA Country Christmas, Kelsey Ballerini, Gabby Barrett, Dan and Shay, Florida Georgia Line, Lady A, Little Big Town, Tim McGraw, of course, Thomas Rhett, the host, Darius Rucker, and Lindsey Sterling, who's an amazing violinist, fiddlist.
Fiddlist?
Fiddlist.
A fiddlist. There's like a word for you.
I feel like I need to say that fiddlist. Because it's a country show. Because
it's like there's a penis and a fiddlist.
Man, I sure do love this time of year.
See, oh my gosh. How amazing is country Christmas music? That's Thomas Rhett, Christmas in the Country. And I may have just wet myself.
Oh my gosh.
A little bit. I don't know why I get so freaking excited about stuff like that. And I probably should take a chill pill a little bit. But Merry Christmas to you and yours. Best wishes this holiday season. They say that the doing fresh trees, a bigger deal now than ever before. It's up like 25%, I think, on the fresh cut Christmas trees. Now, guess what we're doing all this week? We're giving away an amazing fresh cut Christmas tree every single day this week, courtesy of Evans Family Farm. And we're doing it on the Dump It or Dig It contest. It'll be up here in about an hour.
2600 West Main in Lehigh, so you can check them out. They have the most beautiful wreaths, trees, all kinds of things for your home for Christmas down there at Evans Family Farm. They have a Facebook page you can follow. It's just Evans Family Farm Lehigh. You can check that out. Utah grown Christmas trees.
Yeah,
they get them from wildfire management. Here in Utah, so they're cut straight from the mountainside. You're helping prevent wildfires. They smell great.
Yeah, it's where I get mine. It's just they're amazing. You can do pinions or different kinds of trees there as well. And we're giving away those every single day this week. Now, they are picking up, maybe because of the pandemic. I don't know, whatever it is, but they're saying that the real Christmas trees are up.
Christmas only comes once a year. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, well, how much?
I'll knock off $2 because I can see you're a man who knows his trees.
This isn't one of those trees that all the needles falls off, is it?
No, that's some balsams.
You know, Zuloff just found one of those brand new green plastic trees.
Darn thing looks like it was made out of green pipe cleaners.
I'll throw in some rope and tie it to your car for you.
You got a deal.
Okay, I'm also a little tingly, too, because I have the opportunity to go to A Christmas Carol at Hale Center Theater tonight.
Oh, how fun.
Yes. And they're, of course, they're doing everything, 25% capacity and masks required and everything that they have to do, you know, which is, you know, right. Understandable. But it's amazing holiday. This season has really become a little different for a lot of people. I was talking to a guy yesterday that said, he goes, you know, this year has been just kind of stupid. He goes, I'm actually kind of enjoying the holidays a little bit more.
Just because you're home and not as much pressure, as much going on.
So could this holiday season actually be a little less stressful because of the Rona? However, I know that the Rona is kind of freaky for some people.
Yeah, I got freaked out on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, I don't dare go anywhere with a sore throat today. And normally I'd be like, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. It is. It's a little freaky. And my friend has still taken a turn for the worse a little bit over the weekend.
Really?
And, unbelievable how they just cannot get his lungs to respond. They've had to put him back on his stomach.
I was visiting with my daughter-in-law, and she had it really bad. She was in ICU, and her hair fell out.
Whoa.
From the Rona. So weird side effects. Like, she still got breathing problems. This was back in like September.
Right. I know that some people, again, you're probably going, that's a bunch of crap. And that's what my friend said. And now he's fighting for his life.
And he was one that adamantly said, this is just like the flu. This is ridiculous.
Blown out of proportion. It's stupid. And, you know, this whole thing is it's all political. It's going to be over after the election and yada yada. Anyway, according to this survey, people are slightly more likely to say the holiday season will actually be less stressful than even a normal year.
So 52% of people say the holidays are normally stressful to them. This year, it's down to 48%. Not a massive difference, but it's a real difference.
So it kind of makes sense. This year should, you know, see a little less traveling, fewer parties, fewer family gatherings, fewer arguments over family, you know, whose family you're going to spend time with, whose side of the family it is, you know, with our emptier calendars. So it's kind of made things a little more chill, I think, this year.
Not as much going on.
So, it is, and I heard this morning that they're trying to release college students about 10 days earlier than normal. Just something that they're going to try so they can make sure that they are, in a sense, almost quarantined in a way before they go home and visit for Christmas. So, I mean, I know that, you know, everybody's trying and doing their own thing, and there's probably still people out there that are still saying this whole thing is a bunch of crap. And to those of you who think that, best wishes to you and yours, and everybody to each their own, I guess. And right now, we're going to check and see if Lee has finally checked the cameras.
I actually did check the cameras, and the crash in West Valley...
Now, answer this question just to yourself here, those of us with open mics right now. Be super honest. Have you stopped using deodorant? Just because we haven't been going very many places anymore. We'll find out what the survey said and where you fall in that. Plus, how many of us at one time or another in our lifetime have fallen for those cheesy pickup lines? And we'll try a few of them on you.
Okay.
Now, you might want to, if you haven't ever flown British Airways,
Airways.
Yeah, Airways. Yeah, British Airways. Ways. I keep saying airwaves. British Airways. W-A-Y-S. You may want to start. There's a flight attendant who is offering adult entertainment. We'll find out about that, too. Little B.O. this morning. Brothers Osborne. And speaking of B.O., have you stopped using deodorant? Maybe during the Rona, you're thinking, look, why? I'm kind of working from home. I'm doing some stuff. I'm not around people as much. This survey asked a ton of people, have they stopped using? Plenty of people said, actually, yes, they did. That is one of the questions.
Now, I don't use it a lot.
Yeah, because you claim you really don't sweat that much.
Yeah, I don't.
Now, what about... when you remember when you used to exercise on your e-bike? remember when you broke your arm?
Way back in October.
Yeah, right.
Remember when that happened?
Clear last month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't. Because I shower every day, and I'm just like, I don't really sweat that much.
Some people have those glands that really don't sweat that much, you know, which is awesome. But then you've also haven't exercised really that hard, have you?
No. I mean, yeah. If you don't really work up a sweat, why use deodorant?
But there's got to be times. Now, look, I've seen you sweat. Look, I've seen you like melt into a puddle out in the middle of a country music festival.
If we're going to be at a music festival, definitely I will use deodorant.
Yeah.
If I know that I'm going to be out in 100 degree heat with people, yes, I'm not going to subject people to my BO.
Except your co-host,
but just you every morning.
But that's okay.
Other habits we've changed. 45% of men say they shave less often than they used to.
Mine's about the same. I mean, but yeah. I'm not. You know,
I'm not a man. Oh my gosh, you're not working from home though.
No,
so you about
no.
The same.
I still try to keep myself a little presentable. 35% of the people say that they spend entire days wearing what they slept in. 35%.
I did that yesterday, and it felt great.
Yeah.
33% say they're less likely to spend any time on their hair. I also did that yesterday. Felt great.
Now, it didn't make the list here, I don't think, because I'm looking ahead here just a little bit, but haircuts didn't make that. Now, maybe they mean that as far as spending less time on their hair, too. Maybe not even getting it cut. And so I have the Rona mullet, which I've just sort of just embraced.
It is in full bloom. It is in full bloom.
Maybe too full bloom, but too much of a full bloom.
You're giving Morgan Wallen a run for his money because it is in full bloom now.
Now I'm going to have to start to blow dry it out like Morgan Wallen
does.
Yeah, a
little curl on the bottom.
Straighten that sucker out. 24% say that they're less likely to shower daily. Quarter of us.
14% say we've stopped wearing deodorant.
So there it is. A survey also found about a quarter of us, 24% of the people, have not turned on their video for a Zoom call because they weren't properly dressed. Look, now, that's kind of low to me.
Now, we have two people out of, how many's on our Zoom call?
Probably 12 or maybe 10.
Eight or 10.
Yeah.
CJ turns his video off, and so does Sarah.
Yeah.
And I haven't figured out why.
Sarah says that she is
low
bandwidth.
Bandwidth. Bandwidth at her house.
She thinks that if she turns it off, which I don't know if it really does or not, honestly. Technically, I can't tell you if you turn your video off, if that helps the bandwidth or not, or if it still reads the video, but just black video.
But we have 20% of our crew that turns their Zoom video off.
They just flat out don't even show their face. 23% have only gotten dressed on the top and not the bottom for a video call. So
I'll do that. I'll be sitting there in my robe because I put my robe on usually when I'm working from home because I freeze.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I got to take my robe off for staff meeting.
And you know what's also been kind of weird is if you're doing the Zoom church.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're in your pajamas. I could be naked watching sacrament meeting, watching church on Zoom. And it's just kind of an odd thing. But, you know, that's the way the world is right now.
Monique Chauver says, my 6-year-old saw Dave's mullet yesterday and said, I think I like it.
Ah.
Was that nice really his mullet in the picture from Strong VW? Yeah, well, it really was.
Oh, yeah. No, I there's no way to. Yeah.
We need pics of Dave's mullet. You've got it. It's on Facebook with the Strong broadcast.
It is. It should be on all of our socials.
$750 Dave deal with the mullet.
I know. Joe was like, oh, my gosh, a mullet. He's the manager over there. And he said, let's do an extra $250 if they mention the mullet. But I'm like, all right, as long as y'all can take advantage of it.
Somebody says, don't use my name, but I quit wearing a bra. Meetings are only neck up, so who cares?
That's not even on the list.
No,
didn't
it
even
isn't.
Think about that. Yeah.
But I did that yesterday as well, too. I had a total Rona Sunday yesterday.
However, you want to keep the temperature inside your house fairly warm if you're going to go braless. Otherwise, all the rest of the staff will be making sure that your screen comes up every time you talk.
Could you back up a little bit, Judy?
Your laptop is kind of hiding things a little bit, you know.
Oh my god!
Anyway,
I haven't done my hair.
Okay.
Since when?
Since
March.
I haven't cut it. I haven't gone anywhere.
But you've washed it.
Oh well, yeah.
Well, I mean,
and I put it in a ponytail, but
yeah.
But you haven't colored or cut your hair since the Rona started.
Yeah, I haven't cut it or gone to a beautician.
Now, how long have you guys gone, especially ladies, and they say this is actually good for your hair. How long have you gone in between washings? What do you think the longest amount of time is?
In my lifetime?
Yeah.
A week.
A week at girls' camp, probably.
Okay. But just because of girls' camp. What about during the Rona, then? Let's narrow it down to the Rona.
We had, I probably would say, 4 days.
Okay.
When we've had time off.
Right. And you just, it doesn't mean that you're not showering. You're just saying you're just not washing the hair, right?
Right.
Or not showering. Or not showering in Deb's case. So I'm guessing.
Sometimes you don't need to.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that over Thanksgiving, you showered once. Deb, is that right?
I showered on Thanksgiving Day, and I showered on Saturday. So every other day.
Every other day.
Yeah.
All right. But they say that oil is actually pretty good for your woman's hair.
I always tell myself. I'm not going to shower today because it's really good for my hair.
The oil is good for it.
And I actually do think that.
Yeah.
Like, well, that'll be good for my hair if I don't shower today.
Yeah.
And I cannot put it in a ponytail since I remember when I broke my arm. I can't do a ponytail anymore.
No. When did you do that? When did you break your arm?
Way back in October.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
Have you been back on the bike yet?
I went out yesterday for a few, and I did it. It didn't hurt as bad. It still hurts, though.
But you can only hold on with one arm, right?
No, I can do two arms, but it's kind of painful.
Well, then why are you doing it? Well, it's
because the weather was so beautiful yesterday. I'm like, I want to ride my bike a little bit.
Yeah, until you crash again.
I know. It's really stupid.
At least she's exercising.
I know. I really shouldn't be downplaying it.
I really didn't go that far. So
you mean just to the end of the driveway or what?
End of the driveway. went back in and had some more casserole.
Wow. Okay. Oh, no wonder you don't need deodorant.
Yeah, you can get one of those things that lift the back up so that you pedal.
Oh, yeah. I can ride it in the garage or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I maybe should do that.
Yeah, but she would probably crash out that way, too. Even if it was stationary, she'd be like, you know what? I tipped over inside the garage.
A compound fracture of my already fractured arm.
Keith and Pink, One Too Many on the Z.
Cyber Monday, so good for me. Cyber Monday, all of the deals are online to see. Oh, Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday, they will guarantee that Christmas morning it will be there under the tree. Cyber Monday, so good for me. Shopping naked all day long and no one can see. Oh, Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday's working perfectly. Since I can't go out shopping 'cause of COVID-19.
There you go. What are some of the mistakes that we need to avoid for Cyber Monday?
Here's kind of one related to that. My LDS ward is doing Sunday school via Zoom like many others. Last week, we had an older member of the ward who apparently isn't technology savvy, who kept walking around his house in his underwear with the camera and microphone on.
Okay, they must be doing something different than we do, because they don't even give us, you don't have a camera and audio option. It's just, you're just tuning into basically like a Zoom webinar type of thing.
Oh.
Where there's no two-way communication type thing. But,
well.
But man, wow. All right, there you go.
Sunday school via, not the sacrament meeting, but the Sunday school part, they're doing via Zoom.
Okay, yeah.
And so maybe he's not aware is different from the meeting presentation.
There you go.
And so he's walking around in his underwear with both camera and microphone on.
Yeah, that's awesome. Some of the things that we need to avoid here, Cyber Monday today, shopping just for the sake of a sale. A lot of people buy stuff just because it's on sale, which, look, I'm guilty of that. When I saw the Echo Dot come up for $18 for that, you remember on Prime Time Day?
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh, that's a good deal.
Well, they have a new thing.
And I ordered Echo Dots, and I don't even need them.
They have a thing called the Echo Flex, and it's part of Cyber Monday. It's $9.99, and I'm like, I'm going to get me a couple of those.
What is it?
It's like an Echo that you plug into the wall for extra, like if you're in the bathroom and you want your little, it's just a plug-in one. It's like a nightlight. You can have a nightlight on it.
Serious?
And you can be in the bathroom and go, hey, Alexa, what's the forecast today? And your little thing in the plug talks to you.
And it speaks to you?
Yeah.
For $9.99.
$9.99. And I'm like, I have so many dots. I don't need, but I'm like, I want a couple of these because they're nightlights.
Like, would it play music?
Yeah.
It does everything that the dot does.
Yes.
But it's called Echo Flex.
Yeah. Turn on lights, adjust thermostats, lock doors.
Oh my gosh, that's
connect
cool.
Connect with others, drop in or make announcements.
Well, now I got to buy. Is that a deal today?
It's a deal today. It's $9.99. It's $21.98 with the night light on it.
Oh my gosh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check weather and traffic on your way out, like if you just plug one in the bathroom.
See, now I'm going to get it just because.
Me too.
And then I'm going to, I probably ought to buy one more camera. I probably need one or two more cameras around the house. So, anyway, ask yourself if you already you're actually excited about the product, or did they just trick you into buying something that you really don't actually want?
Okay. Think about delivery times. Still plenty of time for the post office to deliver stuff, but warehouses have had staffing issues during the pandemic. So double check the estimated shipping dates before you buy anything, because they are not the same.
Now, I was a little surprised. I ordered, and my stuff came a day earlier. You know how they've lost a lot of my stuff lately?
I think they're maybe doing a little padding.
Yeah.
Like they say, your stuff will be here Thursday, but it comes Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because it used to be right on. And or they'll say you're like I ordered a Christmas pillow. It says estimated delivery December 10th through January 15th.
Right. A whole month window.
It's coming from China, which I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I might not get it till after Christmas, but.
But you may get it December 10th.
And I might.
You know?
It says festive AF and I want it. So that's what I ordered.
Well, you invite the bishopric over for that. What does AF stand for?
American fork.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's, I got it from my kids down in Utah County.
Here, festive as American fork.
Yes.
So anyway, those deliver. And I've noticed the last couple of Amazon delivery drivers that have dropped stuff off, they're running. Have you noticed that? They're running. I've caught them on the camera there because I have a couple of cameras.
You are the Gladys Kravitz of your development.
And they get out of the truck and they're like, they run up to the door and they set it there, snap a picture, and then they run back. And I thought, man, first of all, what a great way to get exercise all day.
Mine aren't running, but I was wondering if maybe it was an Amazon thing where it's, remember at Les Schwab, they're supposed to run to greet you.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know if
it's
still a thing, but they were supposed to run to greet you and help you.
Well, I think it's making good footage for Amazon people because they're like, they're just running. Like, but
my guy yesterday didn't run.
Well, that's probably...
He sauntered up to the window. The dogs were barking. He waved to the dogs, which was cute.
Yeah.
Left the package and sauntered back out to his truck.
Maybe he was hoping for a little leftover Thanksgiving dinner.
Maybe some casserole.
All right. Don't wait until tonight to start shopping. A lot of stuff's going to be sold out by then, so if you want, with the Cyber Monday thing going on, if you want the best deals, start early here today.
Don't ignore travel deals this year. Airlines and hotels are offering even crazier deals because of COVID for Cyber Monday, and you can book way ahead of time for later on in the year.
And also, don't get scammed. Remember, if something seems too good to be true, it probably is, so make sure that you really trust the website before you give them your credit card info.
And be careful about bogus shipping updates that have been really widespread. That's when you get a text or email. Looks like it's from UPS or FedEx with a link they want you to click. If it looks suspicious, do not click it.
Okay. Hey, Lee?
Yeah.
You like raisins?
It depends on what they're in. Like, in general, yes, I do. Well, but I don't like them in cookies.
Well, how do you feel about a date?
It's a pickup line. Now, I just got a bunch of texts. Christine, Jen Griffiths, damn you, Deb. I'm literally buying some Echo Flexes as we speak.
Oh, freak.
I just bought one with the Fear Not little flock because I just bought one, too, with the nightlight. So we're all in this together.
Oh, well, that's great that you can shop while we're on the air over there, Miss.
All I had to do was click buy now.
Well, I don't have that luxury. Buy me one. I don't have I'm like...
You want one?
Freak.
You want one for me for Christmas?
Maybe. That's not a bad idea.
All right, done.
Probably should have.
Okay.
Okay, well then.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas. Oh. it's all done.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. That was fast.
That was fast.
Okay.
She must have already had it in the cart.
I did, and I just added another one.
All right.
So, and I, Dave, just because I'm a team player, yours has a nightlight as well.
Are you kidding me?
You get the one with the nightlight.
I am freaking spoiled. A couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, let's check on our traffic. Plus, we're going to do some morning shout-outs here in just a little bit. What's up, Lee?
Well, we've got the crash on the east side.
It is 25 and sunny downtown. Everybody trying to order the Flex. It says it's sold out till December 26th. If you get the one with the nightlight on it, delivery this Friday.
Which is $10 more, but hey.
But you get a
nightlight.
How
cool is it, a nightlight? You don't even need to flick on the light in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So, well, that's cool. Now, what am I going to get you for Christmas? You're all done with my shopping.
I know. That was good. That was easy.
I'll go online and order you one, because you'll need more than one in your new house.
Absolutely. I would love one.
Maybe that would be cool. So, let's do a little morning shout-out time. We do it Monday through Friday around 8 o'clock.
Morning shout-outs with Dave and Deb. C-104.
All right, I got a morning shout-out here coming from a couple of lesbians.
Okay.
Carlene Wall.
Oh, our Carlene.
Carlene and Linda went over to Strong VW, bought a car over the weekend.
What'd they get?
They got a Rogue. You were thinking Subaru, right? they got a Nissan.
You swung them the other way.
Yep. Can you believe that? And I gave them each a 3-foot tape measure that they could go home and measure items at their house.
Okay.
That may or may not be under 3 feet.
All right.
But they said no Subarus for them. New trend for the lesbians. Carlene and Linda, now proud owners of a Nissan Rogue. They took advantage of the Dave deal over there at Strong VW. So,
all right,
shout out to you guys, and thanks for listening.
Kaylee Hershey, I want to give a shout out to my favorite kindergartner, Camden. He's so awesome, and Mom loves you. Mike Corey, I just ordered the Normal Flex, and it's delivering December 4th. Shout out to Connor Davis, you owe me $5. You know who this is.
I can't believe the business we do for Amazon.
I know. Summer Andreasen, regular flex, December 4th.
Oh my gosh, now it's turned into a shopping report.
Let's see, we've got some other shout outs. Shout out to my son, Jaden Sidwell. He turns 11 today. Happy birthday, love mom, Chandra Quigley. This is for shout outs. My dad, Alvin Leibig, running the grader for Skip Dunn. Love you, Pop. You're the best man I know.
Oh, that's cool.
Shout out to my favorite son, Jacob. This is from Teresa, working at Shoop Electric. My son used to work there. It's a great company.
Shoop.
I'm proud of him. He's a great husband, father, electrician, fantastic son. Love you. Have a great Cyber Monday. Shout out to Travis and Kyle and everybody else at Shoop Electric.
I wonder if the big dog is Shoop Dog.
His name's Grant. Grant is Shoop Dog.
Shoop Dog.
A big shout out to my dad. Happy 90th birthday, Boyd. Remember, you are loved, and you have at least one, at least another 9 years to beat your dad.
Heck yeah.
So, shout out to me for putting up with my 8 and 4-year-old, and they're arguing. Please pray for me. Andrea Gwinden.
We are.
Nicole Ward, can I do a shout out? I want to thank all the Amazon workers. I work in West Valley. It's been crazy busy all week, and will be until Christmas. You guys are amazing. Keep up the great work. I ordered the Flex with the clock, December 4th. Thanks,
Deb. Have one
Deb.
With the clock?
Yeah. You want that one?
Yeah. How come you didn't order me the one with the clock?
The nightlight. I just thought the nightlight was better.
Hell no. I want the one with the clock.
Well, okay. Then
can you cancel it?
Well, I'll just use that one myself.
Do you want one with the clock? Because
yes.
I'll get one with the clock if it's for you for Christmas.
Well, let me check that out here. Echo Flex.
I can't believe
okay,
this.
Echo Flex with the smart clock. Oh, that is cute.
See, oh, cute. That's what I wanted. That's what I was after.
And it has a USB in the bottom. You can charge your phone.
Are you kidding me?
That's where the clock plugs in or the nightlight. But pull those out, charge your phone
in
the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, smart clock. So you'd rather have the clock?
Yeah. How much is it?
It's the same price as the nightlight.
What?
So I'll get...
So why not?
Why not? Yeah. So I'll get you the
clock. Does it act as a nightlight? Too as well, like does the clock?
Well, the clock lights up.
Yeah,
digitally lights up.
Yeah,
okay, done. You are clocked, David.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Well, I got to clock you too.
How come it says I have two items in my cart? I don't want two of these.
Yeah, you do. Order one for yourself, and I'll just Venmo you.
Quantity
and
it'll
be
one.
Christmas.
No, I don't. Why? Why? Oh my gosh! Why do I have two in my cart?
Well, look, it's Cyber Monday. That's what's going on. See, somebody's hacked your account already.
Well. Proceed to check out.
All right. Don't proceed to check out because you only want one.
Okay.
Are we done with shout outs?
Yeah. Okay. I got you one, David. You're covered. And it will be here on December 4th.
Sweet.
I got the Normal Flex December 4th. Talked myself out of it yesterday, but you guys sold me on it for my bathroom. I just ordered the clock too, Mandy.
How did I not know about this?
Deb, one item is the Flex. Other item is the actual clock plug-in. Yes, got that one.
All right.
Ordered me the Flex with the nightlight, delivery on the 26th. Oh.
Oh, my God. Are we done with shout-outs?
One more. Robin Brand, shout-out to my brand-new puppy, Milo.
Okay.
We're done. Thanks, everybody. Happy birthday. Okay. Oh, wait, I didn't do the birthdays. Tom McAfee, Adam Hilgart, Justin Merkley, Bob Davis, Kelly Graves, Andrew Reynolds, my friend Mary Miller, Jessica Johnson, Bryson Allen, Nicholas Nixon, and Katie Thacker. Happy birthday. Oh, a couple more.
Flexes for everyone.
Laurie Davis, Jake Simmons, Eric Schenk, and Leanne Adam. Happy birthday. Anybody else that's having a birthday today on the last day of November, happy birthday to all y'all.
Hey, are you from Tennessee, by the way? Because you're the only 10 I see. That's amazing stuff.
It's Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday. Avoid the stores, the lines, the yelling, the pushing, the scatting, the shooting. Stay away from the parking lots, the food courts, creepy mall Santas, and more. Don't miss the deals, the steals, the online bargains. Featuring high-powered, super-fast Wi-Fi.
In the privacy of your own home.
Cyber Monday, Monday! Be there!
Lady A and Champagne Night, their latest here on Z104. It's 8:15 morning, everybody. Happy gosh dang Monday to you. I don't know if you all know this, but my name is Microsoft. Can I crash at your place tonight? We're using some cheesy lines here this morning, and we're going to talk about how many of them have actually been used, and people have responded off of them as well.
Update, I'm Lee West.
Hey, right on. Thanks again.
You bet.
Do you all know it's almost the weekend? We're all working for the weekend. Fifth best day of the week, Monday, as we count on down to Christmas, 3 weeks from this Friday, not to get you into any kind of a
panic
or anything. But if you're shopping online for Cyber Monday, like Deb is while we're on the air, she's multitasking over there.
For you, Dave.
But I am not complaining. I'm not complaining one bit. That's anything else you see that you want to stick in your cart for me, you just go right ahead there.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, we're looking at mostly sunny and 46 today.
Right now, 25 and sunny downtown.
Coming up, got our Dump It or Dig It.
It is a Christmas song. It's a remake from a new artist. We want to know what you think about it. And we're going to give away one of those Christmas trees from the Evans Family Farm, 2600 West Main in Lehigh.
Remake from Dolly.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or
Dig It.
Of us familiar with Dolly's Hard Candy Christmas, but this morning we have Cassie Ashton.
Cassie Ashton says, I think we can all agree it's been a hell of a year. But as the year comes to a close and we're all in the holiday spirit, it's time to decide what we take with us and what we leave behind. And for me, there's no better fitting song for that than Dolly Parton's Hard Candy Christmas, which is the reason I chose to cut my own version.
Okay. Want to know what you think about it?
Let us know. Text us, 801-570-5767. Dump It or Dig It, Cassie Ashton's version of Hard Candy Christmas. Pick somebody randomly to win a live Christmas tree from Evans Family Farm, 2600 West Main in Lehigh.
And you can also call us on that studio line. Love to hear from you that way. Just on the regular old phone. Comes right into the studio, 801-570-5767. Same number as that text number. Here you go. Give it a listen. Hard Candy Christmas, Cassie Ashton.
Hey, maybe I dumb my maybe I'll move somewhere. Maybe I'll get a car. Maybe I'll drive so far that I'll lose track. Me, I'll bounce right back. Maybe I'll sleep real late. Maybe I'll lose some weight. Maybe I'll
I'll be fine.
settle down. Maybe I'll just leave town. Maybe I'll have some fun. Maybe I'll meet someone and make him mine. Me, I'll be just fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring me way down. I'll be fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring me way down. I'll be fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring me way down. 'Cause I'll be fine.
Man, she's got a pretty smooth voice. It's Cassie Ashton and Hard Candy Christmas doing the remake of Dolly Parton's version, Hard Candy Christmas. It's our Dump It or Dig It song this morning. We want to know what you think about it. And I do have a question that maybe you can answer this, Deb. Do you, how much do they have to pay to do a cover of somebody else's song? Like, do they have to pay royalties of some sort to do a cover that they're actually throwing out there for public, you know, and obviously people are going to buy it and stuff. So they've got to have some kind of a royalty fee, right?
Well, they get a mechanical license and they get revenue. The writer gets partial revenue from the sales of the cover. So they say, yeah, go ahead and cut it. But you have to, we have to contractually agree that we get a certain amount of money from the cover.
How do they control that?
They sign a contract, and when they
and then they monitor that they have to have.
Yeah, when they release it in a stream or a digital form, there's a sound exchange keeps track of that and pays the artists. BMI and ASCAP also keep track, and they keep track and they pay, you know,
so they could be audited, obviously.
A tenth of a penny or something.
Yeah, right.
Per performance.
Huh. Interesting. Anyway.
So they give you it's called a mechanical license, and then they cut it, and then the way the songwriter makes money is from spins and plays and purchases.
Right. And that songwriter makes that money no matter who sings it down the road, right?
Right. Yeah. But you have to have a contract to cover it, or you get in trouble.
Yeah. Who is this?
Good morning, Dave and Dale.
Morning, Butch.
What do you think, man?
How are you?
Dig it.
Good.
It's
all
little,
right.
It's a little chilly and frosty out there this morning.
Yeah, the Keelbirds are singing.
The Keelbirds?
Yeah.
Oh, love what, that. What do they that? Sound like?
Kirimini, it's cold.
What?
What?
Kirimini, it's cold.
Oh, Kirimini.
Kirimini, it is cold.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, Butch. We'll let you get back to your eggnog.
Yeah, right.
Thanks.
Morning, the Z. Who is this?
This is Bryce Pryor.
What do you think, dude?
Hey, nothing beats original, but she did a dang good job, so I'll have to dig it. I closed my eyes for a minute and just kind of swayed my head back and forth, and it was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you listen to it outside the box, you know what I'm thinking? If you're thinking, like, going, all right, I'm just going to give this a fair shot, you know?
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right,
thanks, man. Morning the Z, what do you think, dump it or dig it?
I say I dump it. I like the Dolly Parton version better.
I know, but you're just staying with that, right?
Yeah, I don't like the version. I don't like the voice.
Okay, best wishes to you and yours this holiday season.
Okay, hey, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bonnie. Love you.
Bye.
Love you too.
Rhonda Kitchen. No, Donnie is hella better than that one. Love her voice, but it wasn't Christmassy enough for me. Dump it. Nick Cooley. Jason Butler digs it. Dig it. Lindsay Warmoth. Heather says dig it. Pam McGraw, sorry, it's a dump. Can't beat Dolly's original. I got Donny Osmond singing it now. Go away, Christmas candy.
Right.
John Rhineson, beautiful, but hard to get past the original. Casey Heyman, I will always love this song, but she doesn't do it justice. I'm going to dump this version. Started out with a hard no, but as the song progressed, I ended up not disliking as much as I figured I would. I'll dig it. Alan Grice. Dig it, but Dolly's is better. This is Gary. Mickey Oliver, she has a beautiful voice, but not for this song. This is Ruth, and I really enjoyed it, so dig it. Brad Ellis says, dump it. Dump it, Kimberly Breitenberg. I thought I would like it because it's one of my favorites, but Dolly owns this one. Skip me on the tree if picked. Already have mine. Denise Clark, dig it, and I don't usually like remakes. Dump it. Dolly Parton's version is the best. Sherry Hayes. Tori Gates, dump this. I will not be listening to this version. Sarah McMichael says, dump it. Melissa White, I prefer Dolly, but this one isn't awful, so it's a dig, I guess.
All right.
Dear Lord, please never play that again. Travis Peterson says, dig it. Dig it, she did a good job, but I still like Dolly. For some reason, I hear a little Cher in her voice.
Do you think Taylor, we're over like a 50-50, or?
Big Brada Phil, and she didn't. Jason Pino.
Okay.
This song and her voice don't mix well. I'm thinking it's less than that.
Wow.
People really attached to the... to the Dolly
to the
version.
Original, huh?
Dump it. Sounds like she's in pain. Bring back Dolly, Jen Butterfield, Sandy Martinson, Summer Andreasen. Gag me with a spoon. Toe, gag me with a spoon.
This is one
of my favorite Christmas songs, but give me Dolly.
What do you think? Who is this on the line right now?
Hi, my name's Colin.
And what do you think, Colin?
I think it was pretty good.
All
right. I'm going to dig it.
All right, thanks.
He's on it. Merry
Love
Christmas.
Ya.
Love you.
Bye.
Skyla Canfield, I like Dolly's version better, but I could still listen to this one. I guess I'll dig it. Tasha Walmer, let's stick to the original, dump it. Too much tomato, dump it. Jen Archuleta, sorry, dump it. No one can do Dolly but Dolly. Sandy Wynn, not a Christmas music fan, although I do dig it. Something about her voice I love. Jeff Remington. Gia Jones, I don't like her voice. This is Dolly's song. Not festive AF, gotta dump it.
All
Laughy
right.
Face. I'm going to say 30-70. It really didn't do very well.
Now, when I think of hard candy Christmas, I think about that hard candy stuff that they used to buy, like that variety of hard candy stuff that you got in your stocking.
Just reminded you of being at Grandma's house.
Yeah.
Right?
That little ribbon hard candy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the ribbon hard candy. That's what they
call it. It's nasty, but yeah. It brings back good memories.
It does. All right. Here we go.
30-70. Our winner is Leslie Weiss. Leslie, I will text you. We will get you directions to go pick up your fresh, beautiful Utah cut Christmas tree from Evans Family Farm, 2600 West Main in Lehigh.
That is what I am talking about right there. Country Christmas music right here. On the Z, thank you so much for tuning in. Alan Jackson and Let It Be Christmas. Have you used any pickup lines lately? Have you ever fallen for any pickup lines?
No.
So, sometimes we're thinking, oh, come on, this has to work. Now, some of them are pretty clever if you think about it. And you think, you know what, that's not bad. If you're in the market for that, 55% of Americans wish that they were actually outlawed pickup lines. But 1 in 3 say a cheesy pickup line, which is about 33%, actually worked on them before.
Women more likely to have success with pickup lines than men. 42% of men say they've fallen for a one-liner compared to 27% of women. Dave's been giving us examples of the 10 most cringeworthy all morning long.
Just a few of them. Now, what about this one? Are you a magician? Because when I look at you, everything disappears.
Feel my shirt. Do you think it's made of boyfriend material?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a time traveler? Because I see you in my future.
Hey, there's something wrong with my phone. Doesn't have your number in it.
How about this one? Man, you must be tired because you've been running through my mind all night.
I got my library card, so now I'm checking you out.
Got my library card.
My gosh.
I must be in a museum because you're a work of art.
Oh, bad.
So some of these.
42% of men Say they've fallen for a one-liner. Probably in kind of a kidding sort of a way, though.
Yeah. And then 27%, like you said, of the women falling for it. Now, do the guys get, when they say falling for it, 42% of the men have fallen for the one-liner. You don't hear it much from women, do you?
Only in a joking way, I would think.
Yeah. Because, I mean, of course, times are different now. Women, yeah. They, you know, it's not like the old traditional.
The man always asks
the man
for the date.
Comes up.
Is your dad a baker? Because you've got nice buns, Brad Ellis. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, here they come. What are your one? Add them in.
Yep. Let us know your one-liner.
Straight out of Chesterfield. Dave and Deb. Mornings on Z104.
That's Kenny Chesney rolling into our music bed, which we'll get to in 8 minutes from now. Our traffic bed, yeah. Happy does, and happy to have you along here this morning. And are you happy that Thanksgiving is over? You know, we anticipate these holidays, and then you're thinking, I mean, Thanksgiving's okay because you got that next one to look forward to, you know? It's the Christmas after blues.
The worst.
That you get a little bit.
January, and it's just gray and cold.
Right. One thing that we've learned to do over the course of time is lying to people about their cooking.
Well, it's good.
Really? How good?
I'm going to go into the bathroom so I can look at it in the mirror as I eat it. Is it, does it not taste good? Let me try it.
No. So good. Maybe Chandler has some left. It tastes like feet.
Of course, a scene from Friends right there, but
55% of people say they've lied to someone about the quality of their cooking.
It's over half. 34% say that they have not.
The rest, I don't know. Which means they totally have, but just don't want to admit it.
Right. Some of the things that we did learn from Thanksgiving this year, though, and now back to that real quick. Have you ever lied about it? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was great.
I don't know that I have. I don't know that I've ever said, oh, this is fabulous or...
So what if somebody brings over a Christmas treat and it was like the most horrible thing that you've ever done? Oh, thanks. Thanks. That was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I think the gesture was awesome. So that's what I would mean.
I mean, I've lied about even eating it and I haven't even tasted it.
Oh, you have?
You know, like there's, yeah. Where, you know, if somebody says, oh my gosh, hey, did you get that little loaf of bread that we brought over? And I'm like, oh yeah, it was delicious.
You haven't even eaten any of it?
No.
Now, you know, probably as soon as I get something, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
So I haven't really had to do that.
But, you know, and it would be kind of fun to pull a prank on somebody that way, too. Like, just make something that's horrible. Just, like, purposely horrible. Has cayenne pepper in it or something, or it has, you know, just like you forget three of the ingredients, like sugar, flour and whatever, and you put it together, and then you're like, hey, did you happen to get that loaf of bread? Well, it was delicious.
That clip you just played, I think that was from Friends. Was it Rachel that made the trifle? Or
I think it was Courtney Cox. What did she play?
She made a trifle and accidentally put beef in it. So
there it is. 2020 panning out to be a little bit different as each little holiday comes along. This is, of course, the first Thanksgiving that we've ever had to deal with the Rona. Nobody questioned how many people I had over for Thanksgiving, but we did stay within the limits. And it was a close family as well. It's not like I'm trying to be one of the, like a rebel or something. I did find out that, now I don't know how true this is or not, but Cricket's not doing well.
Oh, no. So, Gladys's little dog?
Yeah, it could be why I haven't seen Gladys out as much.
Oh, what's wrong with Cricket?
I don't know. I'm not that good of a neighbor.
Dave, you need to take a loaf over and talk to her about...
Take a loaf?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You need bread.
Oh, okay, yeah.
A loaf of bread, yeah. Dave.
Or make some cookies or something and go say... I'm sorry about Cricket.
Now, that's only hearsay, but I'm just wondering.
Well, if the word's gotten around your complex.
You know how that is.
Yeah.
So, some of the top things that we learned from Thanksgiving 2020. No one missed the hippie cousins' vegan options. Not having to spend 3 hours teaching grandma how to use her new smartphone was almost worth it.
Okay.
Now, you press right here, grandma. But what does this do? And how come I have to open it every time?
Right.
Uncle Ed's not going to let the Me Too movement stop him from unbuttoning his pants after a full meal.
So my friend's mother-in-law had an iPhone, wanted a new phone. So they went and got her. I just want a phone that calls.
That's it.
So they went and got her a phone that just called.
Well, like a flip phone tracker?
It was too little. So they got the Jitterbug. Okay. That has the great big numbers.
Okay.
And she goes, well, this phone doesn't do anything. And they're like, then you want an iPhone. So they ended up taking it all back, and she just got her an iPhone.
Well, with the iPhone.
But she never uses it for anything. And it's like my Aunt Kay has one. You can't. I'm like, can I? She's like, how's your house coming? And I'm like, can I text you a picture? Nope, because I don't know how to use. I don't know how to look at it.
Well, you need to get together and show her.
I know, but she doesn't want me to come over because of the Rona.
Tell her you've been tested.
I could. She's still super nervous about it.
Now, my father-in-law, he's into his 80s. And
she is, too.
And he's really savvy, actually. He just got him the iPhone 11, and, I mean, he's off and rolling with it. So some people, not everybody.
Not Aunt Kay.
Is like that.
Like, it's so easy. Just hold it in your hand and I'll send you a picture. Nope, I don't know how to open it. Okay.
Oh, that's so funny. All right, so another thing that we've learned from the Thanksgiving 2020, it's hard to get gravy stains out of a face mask.
Okay.
If it's not on the table, nobody asks for cranberry sauce. Panda Express goes great with homemade stuffing. And the top thing we've learned from Thanksgiving 2020, tofurkey still sucks.
3, 2, 1, go.
Blaring on the speakers. KSOP FM and HD1, Salt Lake City. K224BR, Park City. C104.
Off-price, on-trend, arriving daily. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
And there you go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll roll back at it about 4 o'clock this afternoon until 6:15-ish.
Yep.
And you're with CJ, and thanks so much for hanging out with us here this morning. It's almost the weekend.
Yeah,
I know.
Four more days.
It's going so fast.
Actually, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. So for a lot of people, there's like still 5 more days till the weekend. But we're getting a little bit closer to Christmas, 3 weeks from this Friday. Not that I'm going to make anybody panic or not. But it is Cyber Monday, and you could get some of your stuff done while you're at work today. You could be multitasking like
Deb. You could be on the air and do your Christmas shopping.
Hey, look, Mom, the air and Christmas shopping. And I
You
know helped. What?
You got to do it while you got to do it.
That's right.
I know. Well, I'm a little envious just because
you don't
Yeah, I got a lot of crap going on. But anyway, so there's this flight attendant. She is offering adult entertainment on board here. Now it's British Airways. They're investigating it right now, but they are trying to figure out which attendant it is, actually.
Bring on the sexy snooze, man! Yeah!
We're called flight attendants now.
They found one of their flight attendants was running a little side hustle of services to passengers.
For $33, she'd sell you her underwear.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I know.
For $66, she'll deliver it to you in person at a hotel. And if the money is right, quote, you could get more services. You could also pay for, quote, adult entertainment on board the flights.
On the flights. Now, how much do you think your underwear is worth?
Mine?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can you imagine showing
Less
your
than a
underwear?
Buck.
$350.
Yeah, whatever you paid for it, $350. Less than a buck.
Yeah. And you're like, anyone?
Nope.
Anyone?
No bidders.
She was advertising the services on OnlyFans, but her accounts were deleted yesterday after British Airways found out about her. So, again, they're not specifically, they don't know who
they
her is.
They can't figure out who she is. Spokesperson says,
underwear, that's so freaky weird.
Yeah.
It's a shocking dereliction of duty and not the image British Airways wants of its cabin crew.
Now, am I missing something here, or what kind of a turn-on is the underwear? Am I missing something here?
I
mean, some people have a thing for it. If you ever watched The Fall on Netflix, with Jamie Dornan, is such a good series. But he was
into some weird crap.
I know, but he would collect. He would sneak into women's homes
and steal their underwear
and take their. Well, he was a serial killer, but that was part of his treasure hunt.
Of course.
So some people have a
murders
thing for
involved,
that. Right? I know. No, have you seen
my
that?
Wife?
Have
my
you
God.
Seen that meme on Facebook that says, "Murder shows or holiday shows were either slaying." Or we're slaying.
And that's true. My wife will come out and she'll be watching some like Hallmark movie and she lasts about 5 minutes and she's going to go. And then she goes, I'm going back into the bedroom where people are
that's
getting killed.
That's how I am. That's exactly how I am.
And I'm like, all right. I still, if I come up missing, you know who to go to.
Those
just
shows
you guys
are addicting.
Yeah. We're going to, speaking of that, Lifetime Christmas movies. We're going to talk about that coming up. And, you know, what's so great about him? We'll find out, according to Patrick Duffy, as he explains it.
I've always been a rogue.
Little bit of BS this morning, which is kind of what I'm dishing out, I guess.
Well, you are. You just got a text from your neighbor.
Yep.
And what does it say?
Earlene, thanks so much for the update. Cricket is dead, Dave.
And how did you not know that with her being your next door neighbor, David?
Well, how would you know? Would you know if an animal died in your neighborhood?
Probably. I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, you guys are right close together and you hadn't seen Cricket. Right. Did you ask about
each other? But I thought maybe it was Gladys. I thought Gladys was having a little bit of a tough time. And so I thought, well, maybe she's just kind of staying in to be safe and stuff. And
now you really need to take her a loaf, a sympathy loaf.
I do.
Are you going to take her something?
Yeah, I'm going to take her Kino. I'm going to give her my dog.
Heard you lost a dog. Here's my dog.
Here, do you remember, in case you forgot about what it was for a little dog to bark?
No, you really need to take her something, David.
And so she had her put down at her house very peacefully. Is what it was. So I did not know that. So I will. I will have to take her something because I did not know that. And thanks for good neighbors like Erlene and Roger and those guys that are good neighbors, that are the epitome of good neighbors. We appreciate you. Is epitome the right word?
Yeah.
The epitome of great. Yeah. Okay. It sounded to me like when that came out of my mouth, I thought that was wrong. Okay. So. Do you feel like Lifetime movies are the same as Hallmark movies?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Lifetime Christmas movies?
Uh-huh, kind of do. Not in my limited experience with glancing through a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Marie Osmond's been in a couple of Lifetime movies. Not Hallmark, but Lifetime. Wait a minute, I think she has been in one Hallmark.
Yeah.
The one that she did a few years ago. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Patrick Duffy... Remember him from Dallas?
Yes. Played Bobby Ewing.
Yeah. It was before you broke your arm. Remember when you broke your arm?
It was way before that.
Well, he's now 71, and he jumps at the chance to do a Lifetime movies. In fact, this is one coming out called Once Upon a Main Street. And here's his take on it.
It's a blessing to be asked to do these things. So I accept the offer before I read it. I know what it's going to be. It will be respectful of every character because they always are. The message is always positive. It's always, you know, love wins in the end.
See?
He says, when my agent or whoever it is that proffers the offer says, we have an offer from Lifetime, I say, take it. I know what it's going to be. I don't know the plot. Yes, you do, Bobby Ewing. But I know it's going to be well written for the audience. It's trying to get to.
Holy crap. Can you believe he's 71?
No.
He also doesn't mind that he's not the star anymore. He says, in the earlier days, I used to be on the receiving end of the love stick. That's what I'm going to call it. I'm calling it the love stick from now on. Oh my gosh, that's a great thing. I'm calling it the love stick. Now I'm the grandpa.
I cannot believe he said that.
Now I'm the grandpa in the love relationship, and it's been a blessing to be asked to do these things. When you're 71, I mean, I guess you are. You're probably grateful that you're getting any kind of a
receiving end of the love stick.
Right.
Right.
But, I mean, who doesn't want the love stick anymore?
Now, Glenna Randall says they're very different. Lifetime movies can be a little darker with their content. See, I have very limited. To me, they seem really similar. I'm with Linda. I'm watching a murder show.
Yeah. You go off and
I'm slaying and you're slaying.
Yep. And we'll just see who has the better quality
the
of life.
Merrier Christmas.
Right.
Okay.
You guys are thinking about red blood flowing everywhere, and I'm thinking about Santa Claus in a red suit and red and green Christmas colors.
No, you're thinking about being on the receiving end of the love stick is what you're thinking about.
Kind of. And you know what? If I let her do her thing, then everybody and the love stick is
when
happy.
When Linda's happy, then everyone's happy.
Yes, it is. Oh, my gosh. You guys probably ought to get together, and then you just got to watch Dateline.
I know. We could totally hang out. Diet Dr. Pepper and murder shows. Yes.
Had a listener from years ago. He sent a message to me, and he said, is it bad that I'm not going to find it right now, but I'm going to paraphrase it. He goes, is it bad that I actually shed a tear or two? I'm watching a Hallmark Christmas movie right now, and I'll be honest with you. I think I lost my man card. He goes, I actually started to cry over this thing. And he sent a message to me, and I went, no, it's not bad. Hang in there and stuff. And I says, nah, it's all good. I didn't make it sound like I was that way, you know, but I says, it's all good. Just Merry Christmas.
You tried to make it sound more manly than it really was.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I says, it's all right, brother.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, that's kind of how the man. And then I gave him the fist bump emoji.
Oh, sure you did. Absolutely.
With
you
a
did.
Christmas tree.
and the eggplant.
And then I just said, look, dude, focus on the love stick. We'll be right back. Garth Brooks, No Place Like Home for the Holidays. And we're glad that you made your home right here at Z104, Utah's number one country music station and Christmas country music station. Hope you keep it here throughout the holidays. We'll bring you cheer and good joy. And
to all men.
Hey, I guess Saturday Night Live is going to give Morgan Wallen another chance.
Yeah.
How about that?
This Saturday.
Yep.
Morgan tweeted the news last week. Quote, let's try this again.
I know.
He included a photo of a cork board with three post-it notes. The first is Saturday's date, then Jason's name. Jason Bateman is the host, and then his name.
He said, props to SNL boss Lorne Michaels for coming through on this. I mean, that's kind of what he said to him, too. He said, look, we'll get you again down the road. I didn't think it was actually going to happen this soon, but
I didn't think it would be this soon.
But when it happened, he promised they'd find him some time to make up, and he didn't drag his feet about it. He just jumped right on it.
Morgan coming off of his fourth consecutive number one single. The other three were Up, Down, Whiskey Glasses, and Chasing You. More Than My Hometown will be on his second album, Dangerous, the double album, which drops January 8th.
And, of course, one of the other songs that they're chasing right now as a number one is Seven Summers, which is also off that same compilation or album than More Than My Hometown.
Like 32 songs.
Wow, it's amazing. It's Morgan now on the Z. Morgan Wallen on the Z and Seven Summers. So, are you the, now we posted this a little while ago, but I don't think we ever really brought this up on the air. What kind of a person are you as determined on how you handle your shopping cart?
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
The shopping cart is the ultimate test for whether a person is capable of self-governing. The return of the shopping cart is an easy, convenient task. One of which we all recognize is correct, appropriate thing to do. To return the shopping cart is objectively right. There are no situations other than dire emergencies in which a person is not able to return their cart. Simultaneously, it is not illegal to abandon your shopping cart. Therefore, the shopping cart presents itself as the apex example of whether a person will do the right thing without being forced to do it. No one's going to punish you for not returning the cart. No one will fine you or kill you for not returning the shopping cart. You gain nothing by returning the shopping cart. You must return the shopping cart out of the goodness of your heart. You must return the shopping cart because it is the right thing to do, because it is correct. A person who is unable to do this is no better than an animal, an absolute savage who can only be made to do what is right by threatening them with a law and the force that stands behind it. Bottom line, the shopping cart is what determines whether a person is a good or bad member of society.
Do you accept your duty to return the cart?
Who are you?
Even though you gain nothing.
Right. I do. Now, I'm not 100% or over the lifetime. I mean, you know, there are the rare occasional times that I'll do a wheelie
on the curb. On the sidewalk, yep.
Uh-huh. Now, when we brought this up before, there are people that are saying, oh, they have people that have. In other words, they're saying.
It's job security.
Job security.
For the cart boy.
Yes. They're saying, well, I don't want to, you know. But the cart boy should be able to go out, or girl, go out there and grab all the carts that they do out of the shopping cart. Now, you know the thing that I'm sure is just driving cart people crazy, boy and girl alike, man, woman alike, that are going out there, the small shopping carts and the big shopping carts.
Okay.
They're all intermixed into the old corral.
I try to create a second column. Like if there's
right
regular size and I have a little one, then I put it on the other side and hope.
Because that somebody will follow.
Especially in the winter, that job has just got to suck.
Yeah.
There is a Facebook page called Cart Narcs that you can follow. It's a guy with a microphone. Somebody just told him to F off. He follows people and asks them why they didn't return their cart. So, Cart Narcs, NARCS.
Wow.
You can jump on that Facebook page and like it if you want. But that's how he spends his time.
That's pretty
asking
funny.
People, hey, why didn't you return your cart?
Right.
It's easy.
It's pretty gutsy.
Right here. Yeah.
It's actually something I'd kind of like to do just to see what kind of reaction you would get, you know? Hey, there's also, if you do want to scream at someone and you need something to scream about, there's a number. You can actually call and just scream. So there you go. Some of the ones that got, now that just hurts my throat. When I hear people scream like that, I'm just like, oh man, that just hurts my throat. You're going to put that little tickle. But if you're already feeling the stress of the holidays, maybe you're not alone. There's a phone number you can call. So you can just scream at something. And it's getting a lot of submissions right now. The message, your message gets uploaded to a website just called, that's called justscream.baby. JustScream.baby, where the other people can listen to it. The phone number, here it is. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
561-567-8431. Now, I don't know if this is going to take me to, you know, something that is going to be like, oh, crap, here we go. You know, it's going to be, but I'm going to give it a shot anyway. Now, would you do this?
You want me to scream?
Yeah, because, I mean, I want you to just get this off.
You want me to get it? I've already got I already had a sore throat over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of all healed up. But
it's going to totally screw you up now.
Well, it's busy.
Gosh,
everybody's
do
talking about it.
I went to do the Butterball hotline last week, and I was like, all right, this is really good live radio. That
too busy.
Yeah, there. All right, well then, let's just go ahead and move on to something better that we don't need to scream about, and that is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Now, I'm right in the process right now of getting an advent calendar or finding an advent calendar, because they're out there this year, of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Have you heard about this?
No.
Oh, baby. Now, are you into the advent calendar? I like the ones.
I like it, but it's too tiny of a treat per day.
Well, yeah, but they're.
I'd like a full-size bar in each date. Is that possible?
Well, yeah. They had Lindt chocolates. You know those little round balls? They had those 12 days of Christmas.
Now, you can get it. It'll arrive on Monday, December 7th from Amazon.
I know. I saw that.
It's a three-pack, so you could share them with your friends and family. You could take one to Gladys.
I could. But then you have to play catch-up. December 7th, starts tomorrow.
Yeah, but I got no problem eating seven of those little cups in one sitting. Well, I could totally do that. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, knowing my luck with Amazon, it'll show up in February. they'll send me a notice. Your package has been lost.
It also has a word search on the back. I think you ought to get a pack of these and take one over to Gladys.
How much is it for a three-pack?
It's $34.99.
So they're 10 apiece.
You want me to order you one?
No. My gosh. All you've done is shop this morning. It's just because it's Cyber Monday. Now, it seems to me like when you get around Christmas time, you get those gigantic Christmas candy bars that are like forever big, right?
Yeah, they've got them in the Maverick. They're like 2 pounds of like Reese's peanut butter. They're gigantic, and they're like $15.
Yeah.
For the peanut butter cup lover in your family, this holiday season, Sam's Club is selling Reese's peanut butter cups
that are half a pound each.
And not to be outdone, Costco introduces Hershey's Kisses,
the size of a bowling ball.
And not to be outdone, Walmart is now selling M&M's
the size of trash can lids.
But wait, still not to be outdone, Starbucks is selling hot chocolate
in a jacuzzi.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
With pieces of candy bigger than your head.
I'm telling you, I don't know if I could handle, that is a lot of stuff, man. Even those,
I totally could. That even, 2 pound or half a pound. I think there's four of them make 2 pounds.
Yeah.
Of those Reese's, I could totally. Oh yeah, no problem.
But you could pick at it.
Oh no, there's no picking at it.
Oh yeah, you ate a whole pie over the weekend.
I know,
didn't you?
Right? You sit down and watch some murder show, and it's gone.
Oh,
like bam.
Gosh. So, and here I am trying to work out over the holidays, and you're off eating a full pie. And
yeah,
probably losing a little bit of weight.
No, I don't know, because my jeans were tight this morning when I tried to put them on. Like, yeah, exactly.
Is that what's going to happen when you get home?
Yes.
And you undo your pants?
Absolutely, that's what's going to happen.
Now, the game that pits man against woman. It's Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. 570-5767. 570-5767.
So we try to get a guy and a girl and play Battle of the Sexes. It's a friendly little round. You have a chance to win cool stuff. And we ask three questions to the guys about girly stuff and three questions to the ladies about guy stuff.
And we've got a $20 Maverick gift card we're going to give away to the winner, 570-5767, guy and a girl. Give us a call.
You know, do you have an extra one of those around? Because
do I need to buy you one of those too?
No. I drove here on fumes. Have you ever done one of those mornings where you're like, oh my gosh.
Your gas light's on the whole way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but mine, I still have like 30 miles when it goes ding.
Yeah,
I still have like 30 miles.
But the old Titan is a little more inconsistent.
Oh, yeah. That's worrisome.
And so you never know when she's going to give out on you.
Right.
And so,
but she didn't.
Looks like we coasted in here.
You want me to follow you over to the Maverick this morning?
You might need to.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
Tiffany.
Hi,
Tiffany.
Tiff.
You
How
ready
are
to
you?
Play?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll find you a man. Hold on a second.
I got a man. Hey, who's this? Are you a dude?
This is Hunter.
Hunter and Tiffany.
All right, Tiffany, this question's for you. DJ Khaled had a brief appearance in what organized crime film franchise? Bad Boys, Fast and Furious, or Oceans?
Oceans.
Bad Boys. He starred in Bad Boys for Life, DJ Khaled.
It's too bad, Tiff. Hunter, here's your question. Happy belated birthday to pop singer Rita Ora. In the past, she hosted what competition series? America's Next Top Model, Holy Moly, Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
America's Next Top Model.
All right, no score yet. Tiffany, happy birthday to sports great Bo Jackson. What Major League Baseball team did he play for? The Cardinals, the Mariners, or the Royals?
Man, baseball questions.
Love those.
Royals.
Yeah, the Royals.
Ooh, yes.
Good job.
Did you Google that? I mean, you had enough time.
Dang, I was waiting for you to say that.
Freak.
I'm just going to sit here and say that, Dave.
Bo Jackson, MLB team.
Yeah, enter. MLB. Enter and
Kansas
go.
Kansas City Royals.
Oh, yeah, Kansas City Royals. Yes. Yeah, how about that? Hunter, here's your question. Which of these ingredients is unique to the French style of parfait? Egg, cream, liqueur.
Cream?
Egg.
All right, that one. Tiffany, for the win, what is Splatoon?
See, there she goes, Googling it.
Is it a fruit-flavored chewing tobacco, a video game, or a brand of fishing tackle?
Game.
Yes, she knew that one, David.
Well, sure, because she already Googled, what is Splatoon?
Oh, jeez.
No, you ended up winning, and that's all right. We're not sore losers. Hunter, just for the fun of it, we'll give you a bonus question, okay?
All right.
Now, am I going to say this? Tashina? Tashina?
I think so. I don't know.
Tashina Arnold.
Just gloss over it. And, like, yeah, then
nobody
about.
Will know.
Tashina Arnold and Tashina Campbell.
But normally when I do that, then you'll stop me halfway through.
No, Dave, it's Tashina.
Yep, that's exactly what you would have done. When I try to gloss over it and act like I know what I'm doing, and it's like, Dave, that's Tashina.
I don't know what it is, so just gloss over it.
Tashina Arnold and Tisha Campbell will return as hosts for this year's BET Soul Train Awards. They're best known for starring on 90s comedy show Martin with what type of on-screen relationship? My gosh. Is that a long enough question for you? Here are the answers. Best friends? Here, let me give you the answers again. Best friends, sisters, or roommates?
Let's go 0-for-3 and say best friends.
You got actually, you got
you
one.
Actually got it right.
Oh. Yeah, so you went
Dave
1-for-3.
Dave was trying
three.
To help you out.
That's right.
Cheat a little bit for the man side. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, we need it.
Tiffany, you're the winner. Hunter, thanks Woo-hoo. For playing. You can play again if you'd like tomorrow. All thanks. Right.
All right.
Cool. Thanks.
Hey, love how you. Were your Thanksgiving holidays and stuff? Holiday.
Mine was good.
Mine good?
Was good.
We all filled up. We all. Are you guys still eating leftovers?
No. No, mine's no. gone.
We ate them all up.
Did you really? Is it bad that I'm still eating mine?
I'm still eating my casserole. I'm going to polish her off today, but.
I'm sure you would.
Not my pie, though. I can't eat a whole pie today.
Well.
If I had pie, I'd be eating it, but.
Now, are you guys planning on buying anything for Cyber Monday today?
I already did. I bought a Flex
nope.
for
you guys.
Oh, you did?
Oh, my gosh. Freak. I can't believe that you ended up, I mean, we ended up doing Amazon quite the justice.
I know, right? But who doesn't want a little Flex to plug in the bathroom or the kitchen or whatever?
How about this Flex for you right there?
I don't
there?
Need to see that Flex.
Right there.
I ordered a different Flex.
All right. What about you, Hunter?
No, I'm not going to.
Are you done with Christmas?
For the most part, yeah, I think so.
Oh, good my
for
gosh. You.
Some shopping stuff, just a few, like, gift cards and things like that.
So many people are done. I haven't even started. Wow.
Well, sweet. Good on hey. You guys. Merry Christmas. Best wishes to you and yours.
Merry Christmas.
Love you. Hold on a second.
Today, the first day after Thanksgiving weekend, is now known as Cyber Monday.
Now shop, friends, shop!
Of course, followed by Identity Theft Tuesday.
Pete Johnson on a flat-bottom metal boat.
Luke calls better together. Unless you have more than 10 people.
I thought it was 6.
Now, David, no more than 6.
Right.
And here she was suffering from the loss of Cricket.
I know, and you haven't even said anything.
No
You've
got to
make haste and get her over there today, David.
Yeah.
Don't you think, really?
Yeah, I should, actually. I mean, it's Yeah, probably.
Too little, too late, but, you know,
yeah,
might as well.
Now it's just going to be like, okay, whatever.
What a day.
She probably will. I'll just show up and she'll go, whatever, Dave. Happened 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks
three
ago.
3 weeks ago or whatever.
Been gone 2 weeks.
Yeah. Could have been even longer.
You haven't even acknowledged it.
Yeah. Anyway, look, it's Cyber Monday, technology, and all kinds of gadgets that you can buy today. Are you ready? I'm going to give you a little quiz, Deb.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You don't get to play very often. Like we
I
do,
like to play.
We do things with listeners.
Not very smart, but I like to play.
Okay. The original PlayStation retailed for $7.99 when it first hit stores in 1995. Fact or crap?
Oh, I think that's crap because I think I bought one of those. I think it was $2.99 or something.
Well, freak, how did you know that?
Because I bought one then.
You're not cheating, are you?
No.
It's $2.99.
Was it really?
Yeah, but it adjusted for inflation.
That's a good memory.
That's just... You can't even remember when
I
broke my arm.
I don't know how I remember.
Remember when I broke my arm
just
a couple of weeks ago? Remember? You make it sound like we all gathered around.
It feels like it was a year ago, okay?
When I broke my arm. Okay, I still can't get over that. That started out at 6 o'clock this morning. Remember when I broke my arm? I'm like, what the hell? You just barely broke it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was so long ago.
It was a long time ago.
Now it's just over $500 today.
Okay.
Or roughly what a PS5 costs if you can find one. Now, PS5, that's a big deal. That's kind of a hot item this year.
I saw one on Facebook Marketplace yesterday for $900.
Oh, freak.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean, Marketplace?
Facebook has a marketplace where you can buy stuff and sell
stuff.
Is
that like eBay?
It's kind of like Facebook's version of KSL Classifieds or whatever.
Oh, all right. The term VCR stands for video cassette recorder.
Fact.
Yep. The first one played VHS tapes made in the U.S. debuted in 1977.
Wow.
Bonus points if you know what VHS stands for.
VHS, video... High sensitivity video. I have no idea. I've never wondered that.
Remember when you hit your head in your bike accident?
Yes.
And you didn't know it?
Remember when my helmet was cracked when I woke
right.
up?
Video home system.
Oh, I did not ever know that.
Right?
That is so good.
VHS.
I learned something on our show today.
Fact or crap. When is the first when it first hit the US, Sony's Walkman was called Soundabout.
Crap.
No, true.
Really?
Right. Sony used different names in different countries. In the U.S., it was Soundabout. In the U.K., it was Stowaway. In Australia, the Freestyle.
Wow.
And they eventually went with Walkman in 1980 and sold 200 million worldwide.
Yeah, I had one.
Yeah, I did too.
The CD one, you had to walk carefully.
Yeah.
Because
it was serious. Like if you had to hold it out like you were carrying a pie while you were walking. You didn't want to spill anything.
It was so cool.
You
can take your CDs on the run.
And there's nothing worse than this. Like it skips half the, it just goes dead silent.
Yeah.
Like, oh, crap. And then the next coolest thing that came out was the anti-skip.
Yes. Yep.
You got the anti-skip.
Now, does this have the anti-skip technology?
Yeah.
Because that's the one I want.
And then it came out with...
I'm tired of walking very carefully with this in my hand.
I actually want to walk with a turntable and be able to run at the same time and not have it skip. And then here's the here's another one for you. The Instant Pot was invented in Canada.
Crap.
It's fact.
Oh, it is?
Actually, they've been a hot gift the last few years, but they've been around actually a decade. The guy who invented them drove around Canada trying to get stores to stock them, but they weren't a hit until he decided to try selling them on Amazon.
Oh, my gosh. I've learned a few things on our show today.
Am I right or wrong here when... Is Amazon just buying up little companies? Like, for instance, Ring. Was that always an Amazon... owned company?
No, I think they bought it from the guy that invented the Ring
right.
doorbell.
What about Blink? Same thing. They own Blink now too. Are they just buying up companies like that?
Why not?
You got that much money, and how cool is it for somebody to come up with an invention, they start selling it, and then Amazon goes, you know what? I would like to make that my company. Here's $5 million.
They probably look at their sales records and go, okay, this is super hot. It has a future.
We can make more money if we own it.
Yeah.
Instead of paying somebody else. So they're just buying up all of these companies. The fact of crap. Here's your last one, okay? The first portable transistor radio was recently named the seventh most important gadget ever by Time Magazine.
Fact.
And I tried selling that a little bit. Yeah. The Regency TR-1 was a hot Christmas gift in 1954. Remember when you got that?
I did, never had a Regency. Yeah. I had
the Regency TR-1.
I had a couple of transistors, but I don't remember what they were because I was very young.
I bought a little kit from Radio Shack where you could build your own
transistor. Oh, you built your own radio?
Yeah, built your own radio, transistor radio. In 2016, Time ranked it as the seventh most important gadget of all time, and they put the original iPhone at number one. So the old transistor radio, which is exactly how you're listening to us right now, by the power of...
necessarily on a transistor.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it started there, though. You know?
Yeah.
Doing the old little dial it in. You dial it in at 104. And then you're like, that's close enough. It's coming in. And you never knew what it was back in the day. And, of course, I'm only telling you this because of my parents told me. They were just relating me the story. But you never knew exactly what your frequency were you on. You remember radio stations weren't known back then as 104.3 FM. Or is it was like you listen to KCPX, listen to KSOP.
It was the call letters, and the radio didn't have the digital point.
No.
You just dial it. You just dial it in,
and you're like, I don't know, somewhere around 104.
Those were the days.
We'll be right back. All right, Jimmer's up next, and he's going to be doing the mystery sound here in about an hour from now. $284 in the jackpot. It is a movie clip. And if you want to catch all of the previous guesses and clues and listen to the sound over and over and over again, so you can make a pretty well-educated guess coming up here. If you get through as caller Z, you'll be able to do that on our website at z104country.com. Just jump on over there. But that's a pretty good little chunk of change there.
That is good, Webster. Almost $300. So tune in and win at 10:50.
If you win today, Deb will pay the extra $16.
Dave and I will split it since he's going to volunteer me.
We'll give you an extra $16 if you win it today. How's that? And you'll get an even $300. And so it has been a wonderful pleasure hanging out with you here as we head off into the last 3 weeks before Christmas here.
Oh, Dave, that just sends a panic up my spine.
Coming up here on Friday, 3 weeks from this Friday. And Cyber Monday being today, I've got to run off and buy Deb's Christmas present on Cyber Monday. So Alex Trebek, rest his soul.
Yeah.
His last week of broadcasts before he lost his life to pancreatic cancer, that will be airing on January 4th. And I thought it would be appropriate around this time of the holidays, with both Thanksgiving and Christmas together here. This is what his message was to the world. And this, again, this is weeks.
I thought we were going to play Jeopardy, but I guess a message to the world is good.
Yeah, Deb. Oh, my gosh. Jeez. Oh my gosh! That just ruined the whole.
I know you're having a moment.
I mean, because he has this great, great message to give to us. And, we playing Jeopardy,
and I would love to hear it.
Okay,
let's hear it.
Anyway, I just thought it was a really good message for all of us to be. To be reminded.
You know, in spite of what America and the rest of the world is experiencing right now, there are many reasons to be thankful. There are more and more people extending helpful hands to do a kindness to their neighbors, and that's a good thing. Keep the faith. We're going to get through all of this, and we will be a better society because of it.
Listen how he's struggling, man.
Oh, yeah, he sounds really... voice. But unbelievable that he worked to just a few days before his death.
Yeah. And what an inspiration to most of us. So we are. We're thankful as a radio station. We're thankful as a morning show here that you tune in to us every day. We are very, very thankful that you allow us into your workplaces, into your homes, into your vehicles, wherever you might be taking us, into your little earbuds, which really don't do us much good if you have a meter, by the way. So if you
so if try you, and listen without your headphones.
Right. So if you have a meter, it would be a lot helpful.
Yeah, we get a lot more helpful if you listen to it. If
you could be
out loud
on a speaker,
yeah,
somewhere. Anyway, we love you. Thank you so much. We'll be back in the morning.
But tune in anyway.
Come on, show's over.
All right, wrap it up, guys.
See you tomorrow. Bye.